Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, 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 it's time to talk a little Clemson LSU football right here on the Fan Upstate. Continue to get your upset picks in, and we will continue to get you entered in the upset picks challenge for this week. But I want to bring in Gordy Rush. He's the LSU sideline reporter for LSU football on LSU Radio, also VP General Manager at 104.5 ESPN, talking Clemson, talking LSU, bringing you Clemson fans a true LSU perspective for Saturday night's game. Gordy, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to getting up there. A little bit cooler weather and you know, historic in that LSU's first trip to up to Clemson.
So it is excited. It is cooler. You're right about that, but don't say that too loud because that can change very, very quickly here in South Carolina. Let's get into this matchup, Gordy. It should be a lot of fun Saturday night. I want to start with the location. You mentioned being up here Saturday night in Death Valley. We know that when it comes to lines, Vegas gives a few points for lines, you know, one way or the other when it comes to who has home field advantage. We also know that if this game were being played in Baton Rouge, LSU would have a huge home field advantage in this season opener. Do you feel with this game being played at Clemson and also the consensus from LSU fans you've talked to as well, do they view this as a challenge to be on the road Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, if Clemson's, anytime you play on the road against, you know, we say in the SEC, and you know, I'm going to put Clemson in that, you know, the elite programs in college football. Sure, it's a home field advantage. I think what makes this even more of a home advantage for Clemson is that there's so many new faces on LSU's team, so many kids out of the transfer portal. Brian Kelly's bringing a football team that he's trying to gel together against a team. And what Coach Sweeney's done a great job of really maintaining continuity in an era of college football. It's hard to do so. I think only four kids in the transfer portal he took. So this is a team that's played together. They know each other. And so I think that's what makes it even harder for LSU to be on the road for this game, playing against a team that's, you know, has that continuity.
Gordy, obviously we know that that Brian Kelly is one of the best coaches in the game. That's not debatable. Any sane person would say that. But we also know that LSU football fans aren't exactly the most sane individuals. What is the pulse of the fan base going to be if this game does not go well and that streak of losing season openers continues? Clearly, the administration is not going to move on from Brian Kelly, but the fans may be out off the reservation after that.
Yeah, you know, obviously, there are going to be some people disappointed, right? Now, I will tell you, you know, USC was not a good football team, right, that LSU lost to last year. And then, you know, Florida State, Florida State wound up being a good team one year, and the year after, they really were not. And so that was kind of disappointing. I think people, a lot of respect for Clemson. I mean, Clemson returning what they did, went to the college football playoff. you know, it is what it is. It's a tough draw. I think the problem is the same you have for probably eight SEC schools, right? In Georgia, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama. The standard is the standard. You have eight or nine programs that expect to be in the college football playoff each and every year. Unfortunately, three or four are going to make it. And so you're going to have an upset fan base. And so, yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think Brian Kelly's is a good football coach. But, yeah, it'd be nice. He needs to get off the schneid losing the opener and having to start the season like that, because the LSU's got seven ranked opponents that they play and, a gauntlet coming up in the SEC.
Gordy, do you think the news last week with the SEC moving to nine conference games, do you think that could impact how Brian Kelly schedules this first season opener given his track record in the first week?
Well, first off, he'll be the first to tell you he doesn't schedule the season opener. Virge Osberry is the associate AD, and those are done 10 years in advance, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you've got a little bit of sample, not to be disrespectful, but, the first game that's been scheduled since the college football playoff started was a home-and-home with SMU, right?
Gotcha.
And to me, Clemson obviously is a top-tier program, and SMU had a great year last year. But, I mean, that's about the extent I think you're going to schedule
–
a non-conference home-and-home, and it's a good alumni base for LSU folks with that. And I'm not trying to disrespect SMU, but you don't need to play these juggernauts anymore now that you're going to a nine-game SEC schedule. But, I mean, you've talked about that, and LSU potentially is going to play Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M next year. And again, the standard 10-2 is what gets you in the college football playoff, and here you go, you get Clemson returning the favor next year.
Gordy, there's four transfers on the offensive side slotted at number one on the preseason depth chart: Berrien Brown, Bower Sharp, Braylon Moore, Josh Thompson. Plenty of guys on the defense as well, including one of the most high profile guys in Jack Pyburn, who came in from Florida. What's been the recipe for Brian Kelly getting this group of transfers connected, and does it have Tony Satcheries in it?
Yeah, I think here's the vibe that I got going out there is, and what's so hard, I think, in this day and age of college football, when you do hit the portal, is you don't know what that looks like. What has really impressed me is that he went out and, spent $18 million on a roster, and they went and got grown men.
Yeah.
And they went and got leaders. And you talk about Pyburn that has come from Florida. I mean, he's got paid. He's playing to get paid on Sunday. And he has been vocal out there. He has brought a different physicality to practice that, LSU hasn't had the last 3 years, because you've been playing so many freshmen and sophomores, right? And so when I talk about Pyburn, there's a kid that wasn't on anybody's radar coming out of this transfer portal, and not in my top five transfers. His name's Bernard Gooden. He played at South Florida, right? Here's a guy, 6'1", 270. He's looked like Aaron Donald so far in fall practice. He's been the most active, been the biggest leader. And you think about it, he was playing at South Florida, right? Probably in front of 20,000 people. And he gets a chance for his dream to play at a bigger level, to play at Clemson at a stadium like this. And he's got a chance as an undersized defensive lineman to show his skill. And so the intangibles of the leadership, the maturity, and the physicality has been noticeably different in this camp to any of the years, right, Brian Kelly's had at LSU. Look, Jane Daniels was special, right? Jane Daniels won the Heisman Trophy because LSU was historically bad on defense 2 years ago. LSU hasn't had the talent level we're used to seeing at LSU since 2019 in that game against Clemson in the national championship. This is the closest they've been to 2019. It's not 2019, obviously, but it's the closest they've been.
Gordy, this one's going to be a little bit tricky for you, maybe not, but if you are an LSU fan, and I'm sure you have had a lot of involvement, this week and for the past few months leading up to this season opener against Clemson, but if you put these two quarterbacks in a hat, LSU fans 99% of the time are probably going to take Garrett Nussmeier. Why in your mind are LSU fans grabbing Garrett Nussmeier's name out of the hat over Cade Klubnik?
Well, I think Nussmeier to me, and I've seen some film on Klubnik here in the last 2 weeks. And I've seen a lot of Nussmeier. I mean, Nussmeier has an elite NFL arm, you know, is what I'll tell you. And an ability to stretch the field. He's got a little bit of a gunslinger mentality. When I've seen Klubnik, he's more of a dual athlete. He does a great job of buying time in the pocket and is able to extend plays and make a lot of clutch things. I think they're different. I think they're both.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
First round NFL quarterbacks, and you know, naturally, I think LSU's just had a chance to see Nussmeier, and we're thrilled that he came back. I thought he would have gone somewhere in the first round last year, and that was with a team that did not have one receiver under 4.5 that could run under a 4.5. Chris Hilton was the only one. He was hurt the majority of the season until the last stretch, and so uncharacteristically, LSU was not elite in stretching the field. And because of that, everybody came up. The offensive line struggled in pass protection, and LSU very much was one-dimensional for the first half of the year. They spent a lot of money in the transfer portal trying to fix this, and they've got some elite receivers out there. So I think that's the excitement now. LSU's got 8 receivers and 2 elite tight ends. A kid in Tre'Davious Green, it's a basketball kid, about 6'7". That is like a small forward running down the field. And then they got Bauer Sharp that came in from Oklahoma. I mean, he's got 10 weapons around him. He didn't have that last year.
Talking to Gordy Rush, LSU sideline reporter. I'm going to throw a curveball here at you, sure. Gordy. My team is in the Sun Belt Conference, and with the recent addition of Louisiana Tech, the first thing I saw was Louisiana Tech fans and Louisiana Ragin' Cajun fans debating whether or not jambalaya has tomatoes in it. The Creoles put tomato, the Cajuns don't. So the question is, does Gordy Rush put tomatoes in his jambalaya?
Look, all Gordy Rush will tell you is don't ever volunteer to judge a jambalaya contest, because they'll give you 30 bowls and all that rice expands. And the last time that I did that, I was laying on the couch in our radio station lobby. I felt like I was going to give birth. So jambalaya is made a lot of different ways throughout the South. And yes, I've had it with tomatoes. I've had it with black rice. I've had it with shrimp. It's different. You know, Louisiana, there's not one theme, right? Yeah. Louisiana Tech's up in the Bible Belt part of the state. They speak French in Lafayette. In New Orleans, it's a different world. And then Baton Rouge is, you know, kind of a middle balance. So, I mean, there's no one way to make jambalaya. Just don't judge the damn contest.
The funny thing is the Louisiana Ragin' Cajun fans actually cook like Creoles, not like Cajuns.
And that's right.
Make that make some sense. By the way, I love hearing a little bit of that accent come out. I've got family down in Jefferson Parish, so I heard it come out a little bit. Get you talking about food, and there it is.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a New Orleans jet, right? But, yeah, I mean, everybody that founded Lafayette are from, like, Nova Scotia. They came all the way from down there, and they settled in Lafayette. And then obviously New Orleans being a port city has had French and Spanish. And so, you know, it's an interesting state. Got a lot of different cultures, and that's what makes the place fun.
I'm a big fan of the shrimp and the jambalaya. I had it at a duck hunting trip last year in Arkansas, and I'm a big fan of that. The more shrimp, the better.
Well, they've got that, and then there's pastelaya. That's everything. It's pasta instead of all that. So all of it's really not carb, you know, is not carb conscious, you know.
No, I'm with you. Hey, earlier today I was talking, on the radio with Hunt Palmer on your guys' station earlier in the afternoon about this matchup. And I want to get your thoughts on a matchup that you'll see up close and personal Saturday night, Gordy, with the Clemson defensive line, LSU offensive line. A lot's been made of that matchup, the game within the game. Is that where your eyes immediately go when this thing kicks off Saturday night?
I think it's the biggest question mark for LSU. You know, they're going to four or five offensive linemen went to the NFL. They had two outstanding offensive tackles. Will Campbell was an early pick for New England. They brought in Braylon Moore to be the center from Virginia Tech. They had struggled with DJ Chester, who played as a young kid. He's part of probably a decent – they've got a good two-deep group of talent. They're just not settled yet. They went and got Josh Thompson from Northwestern, played a lot of Big Ten football, has a degree. He brings some maturity. There's an elite prospect at left tackle in Tyree Adams, and they haven't settled on the left guard and the right tackle. The kids look good against Baylor, but, you know, Baylor ain't Clemson. And so I think that's the big key. The big key is how they handle Clemson up front. And I'm interested to see what Tom Allen does. I had to go watch two games of Penn State and you know, obviously had a great run at Indiana. And when you put the Clemson, you know, film on, especially the SEC games and that Texas game, I mean, that, you know, they didn't look elite on defense. They gave 300 yards up in rushing to Texas. So yeah. Clemson's got guys. I mean, Dabo's done a great job, and I think that's going to be the key matchup, the one to watch for LSU, because it is an unknown. Now, it's not as if they don't have players. They've got talent. They've got good recruiting. But, again, you're going to put those five guys that act like a dance unit together for the first time playing together at Memorial Stadium, and that's what makes, I think, this thing the home advantage of Clemson's way.
Gordy, help me out and get a sense of this running back room for LSU. Caden Durham, sophomore, he's listed as RB1. You got Caleb Jackson there, junior. He's listed as RB2. If the game is tight and we're in a situation, LSU's got the ball, they're driving to go score and maybe win the game late. Is it predetermined that it's going to be pass, pass, pass heavy, or do they have enough trust in Caden Durham to get it done?
Got enough trust in Caden Durham. He had a fantastic first year, and then he, I think, fractured two toes. He actually played with baseball cleats. The first time I ever saw, they had the steel toe, like the pitchers, right, to protect you from getting hit, and they had some extra precautions last year. He really won 100% till the end of the season. He played hurt. He's elite. He's different. He's a clear RB1. And then, you know, as you mentioned, that you have Jackson's more of a thumper type of running back. Juwan Johnson is just a straight athlete. It's a third down specialist. They'll run some wildcat. They'll catch the ball in space. And then they signed a five-star running back in Harlem Berry, who is electric. He played at a lower classification in Louisiana. I'm interested to see how he makes a jump to big-time college football. But he's an athlete. But look, they've got to run the ball better. They've made a commitment to running the ball more. I don't think I know Tom Allen's going to bring pressure, but you're talking about they've got receivers and Berrian Brown and Chris Hilton and Nick Anderson, who got from Oklahoma. You know, it's a grade 50-50 ball kid, 6'4", 210, runs full low 4.5s. And if you're going to put yourself in man set up and try to come after LSU in this offensive line, the key is LSU's got to expose you and make you play. And they've got plenty of playmakers to do that. But there's no doubt, I think Allen's going to come test this offensive line.
Gordy, you really appreciate your time, man. You guys have a safe trip up here and hope you enjoy the upstate as much as we do.
No, we love it up there. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Absolutely. Gordy Rush, sideline reporter for LSU football on LSU Radio. He is also the vice president, general manager at 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge. So some really good insight, Tolos. If you're a Clemson fan and you don't know about this LSU team by the end of the week, it's your fault, because Diesel and I have given you opportunity after opportunity to learn about the Tigers. Not the Tigers,
right,
but the Tigers, as we've had several LSU guests on, and a lot more conversation to be had.
It really is interesting just how similar these two teams are, right? They got elite lines, elite receivers, elite quarterback play. This is going to be a fun football game, man.
It's going to come down to, man, it's going to come down to something small. And it really, in my mind, it's going to be, you know, we always say the small things, you know, the small things are what win these type of games, Diesel. I believe it, whether that's a turnover or
maybe
something.
Maybe a DB jumping a route and, picking the ball off.
It's going to come down to something small, man. And whoever, in my mind, can do the small things right, Saturday night, I think, is going to come out on top. So
when we come back, we talked about it a little bit yesterday when we had Jack Veltri on, but it's officially official. South Carolina has released the Williams-Bryce reimagined plans. We'll get into what they had to say about what's coming your way for you South Carolina fans who'd like to make your way down to Columbia for games, and we'll catch up on a few more of those upset picks. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.